Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to snag Bo, and then I got to get to my man, Dr. Gene. Bo, what's up? Thanks for hanging in there.
Oh, this is B, Marty.
I'm
How
sorry.
Are you?
Sorry,
That's
B.
That's okay.
What's up?
You know, I was just calling because I can remember my civic classes from junior high school. And I can remember there being slaves in our civic books. Now, our teachers never, ever delved on any of the slaves and trying to compute the cost.
Yeah, that's...
We talked about trading coffee and rice,
right,
and calculating those things.
No.
They wouldn't dare.
No.
Dare.
No.
Trade, you know, our ancestors, my ancestors.
It's disgusting.
They were sensitive to all of the black kids in the classroom. That guy or that woman, they were just trying to be ignorant.
I got to agree with you. That person should not be teaching children. And you
not
see,
at all.
You see the folks on Facebook defending this. What the hell are you talking about?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Defending?
Defending this. Oh, yeah. It's a simple math lesson.
What defense is there?
That is ignorant. If you think that's a simple math lesson to determine the value of a slave and you buy it for $25, you could sell it for $150, that's ignorant.
Why can't you use something else to show the math equation?
I'm with you, B. You're absolutely right. There is no argument here. That teacher should not be teaching students in the 10th grade anywhere. And the folks in South Fayette, which is a good district, nice folks. Now, you might say that censorship, I'd say no. As one of my callers stated in an email I got, why don't we just figure out how much it costs to have prostitutes and how much money a pimp could make? That's what I got in an email. I mean, really, how low can we go? And please don't tell me that's freedom of speech and the teacher's just trying to speak freely. He can do that. She can do that. But out of my school district, I'm sorry, man. But I think my kids need to know about history, and slavery is a vital part of history so it doesn't repeat itself. But setting up an equation that you have a slave ship and you have money and you can take slaves and buy them for $25 and sell them for $150, and if you want to, you can pack them in tight on the ship, that's racist and that's ignorant. And B, you're right. And the timing of this is perfect. I'm a man, Dr. Gene D'Angelo. Hey, Doc, how are you, sir?
Hi there, Marty. How have you been, my friend?
Well, yesterday we were talking about the censorship of Disney materials. Right?
Yes, indeed.
We were talking about Peter Pan, Dumbo, The Aristocrats, Swiss Family Robinson. But let me drag you into... Why am I hearing an echo? Anyone?
No. I don't know. I'm not hearing one.
Yeah. It's you.
Oh, well.
Turn your radio down, please, if you have your radio on.
No, I don't. You know what? I might have a scanner on. Let me just turn it off. That's the other thing.
Thanks,
my
man.
Radio operator, I always have something going on.
It's all right.
But I think everything is...
All right, my man, we're cool.
Yeah, we're good.
So, would you call that censorship if I told a teacher, and you have such a background in education and music, if I told a teacher you can't teach the selling of slaves and the value you can put on them?
Well, the way that that was presented, I absolutely would never consider that being entered into the classroom. Whenever I would teach in my music class, I teach songs like Follow the Drinking Gourd, which was a secret code that the slaves would use to find their way up north to the Underground Railroad. And they would very simply sing these songs, and I would say, you know, how horrible it is for slavery, for one person to own another person was just atrocious. And that was the way I would present, you know, the atrocities of slavery. But never would I consider saying, hey, how much would a slave cost, you know, if we bought one and sold one at a profit? That's just the whole underlying wrong thing about that kind of a lesson is that it almost purports the idea that the ownership and marketing of trafficking of beings is okay, which it absolutely is not.
However, he is a music guru / genius, Dr. Genius. We started this conversation, quite frankly, I was trying to look up the date, almost 3 years ago, when they took down the Stephen Foster statue, and I thought that was absurd.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I even sent an email to Mayor Peduto, but I got no response, because the intentions of the artist in that sculpture was not to demean blacks in any way. In fact, the fellow that was sitting there, the African-American sitting there with a banjo, was actually a tribute to the fact that the banjo was actually an instrument that came from Africa. It was originally called the banjar. And Stephen Foster was by no means a racist. In fact, he had a free woman, African-American lady, who was his nurse that took care of him and took him to her African Methodist Episcopal Church, where he got some of the influences to write some of the songs that he wrote.
And we had this conversation. And by the way, I told Dr. Gene, I went down to Oakland. I stood in front of that statue, and I asked 20 people if they knew who this was I was pointing to, the statue, and no one knew. No one cared.
Stephen Collins Foster was born in what was then called Foster's Grove, but is now called Lawrenceville. And not too far from where the Allegheny Arsenal is. In fact, I've been at his grave in the Allegheny Cemetery. And, you know, it's a very humble grave. And he had only the best of intentions in the things that he wrote. He wrote a lot of his things to emulate, not scoff at, the dialect and the conditions of African Americans during the Civil War.
And by the way, my whole deal is that If there were racial undertones to what he was doing, man, don't take the statue away. Make it a teachable moment. Put a plaque in there. Educate us.
I agree with you 100%. And I wanted to also give you a little bit of information. We were talking about, you know, pulling away some of these movies and cartoons because they had things that are by today's standards considered unacceptable.
Yes, hold on, doctor. I got to take a break because I want to get into that next.
Okay.
So now we're going after Popeye. Seriously. Now we're going after Peter Pan. Now we're going after Dumbo. Now we're going after the Aristocrats. Now we're going after Swiss Family Robinson. Cancel culture, baby. Got to hear this next. We're in a very strange dynamic in America today of cultural awareness. A cancel culture. The Stephen F. Foster statue was an example. We talked about this with Dr. Gene actually almost 3 years ago. It's been an ongoing dispute. Shouldn't have touched the statue. There are racial undertones to what he did. It should be described to us and explained to us rather than saying, to hell with him, ditch his greatness, because he was described prior to that as one of the greatest American songwriters in history. Now we're moving on to taking out Peter Pan, Dumbo, the Aristocrats, Swiss Family Robinson. Not available to kids anymore. Mommy and daddy have to give adult approval because there are racial undertones in all of it. Bam. However, comma, this does not mix with the discussion of the South Fayette teacher who was teaching children, 10th graders, teenagers, the value of a slave if you bought them at $25 and sold them at $150. That ain't a cancel culture. That man, that teacher should be canceled. Just me. Ken, thanks for holding. Jump in here.
Morty, what's up, brother?
How you doing?
Hey, just something real quick with Stephen Foster. I was very irritated with that one.
Awful.
Know your history. Know the song. I came from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. The song's about a black guy looking for his love, Susanna, who was like, had moved to a different state. And that's what the song was about. But anyway, back to the story for today. If that was 1850 and you were teaching that math class in the South, it would make sense.
It would.
Okay. But now it's racist and ignorant.
It is ignorant.
And if you pull that class study, whatever you're doing, you're using that, it's ignorant. It's ignorant and racist. You need to be gone. And I thought, you know, I've heard this before because it's new to us in PA. But I looked it up, and I know I saw it on TV before. It was on CBS in 2019 in December. And it was in a school district in St. Louis. Hmm. And then they also had the same thing happen in a school district in Maryland.
That's ridiculous.
So that curriculum
must
be floating around somewhere.
Come on, man.
These teachers.
Come on, man. No. They got to move on. That's ignorant. Thanks, buddy. I got to get to Dr. Gene. Doctor, this goes way beyond Stephen Foster. We've moved past Peter Pan, Dumbo, the Aristocrats, Swiss Family Robinson. You see this happening quite a bit, and you've seen it before, haven't you, sir?
Absolutely. In fact, if you don't mind a little brief history lesson, I can tell you some of the roots of this stuff. Interestingly, you know, goes back to cartoons. You know, the first real cartoon was like Steamboat Willie with Walt Disney with Mickey Mouse. So by the 30s and 40s, animation was still a fairly new medium. But by the outbreak of the Second World War, the United States government propaganda office was all for ridiculing of the people that were like the enemies, like the Japanese and so forth, which were our opponents during the war, in hopes of galvanizing the nation against a common enemy. But this gave way to cartoons like a Popeye cartoon called Scrap the Japs. And another one called a Bugs Bunny cartoon called Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays it would be considered absolutely outrageous. And the Japanese that were depicted in these cartoons, they had really exaggerated features. They had big, thick eyeglasses and buck teeth and things like that. And they were just considered to be inferiors by the way they were depicted. And blacks took a beating, too, because they were portrayed with exaggerated features, like huge lips, and they were depicted as people who were afraid of everything and ate watermelon all the time, which was just awful. And, in fact, Bob Clampett, remember the guy who did Beanie and Cecil?
Of course.
He did a cartoon back in the 30s called Coal Black and the Seven Dwarfs.
Man.
Yeah, as a parody of Disney's Snow White. But it was, again, grossly exaggerated physical features.
Well, how about the Little Rascals?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
there's racial undertones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even the blacks that were depicted in some of the Three Stooges shorts, like the guys who were like pursers on the trains and so forth, they were always afraid. And they were just, things were exaggerated to poke fun at them, which was just not nice.
So do we bag all of it?
Well, again, you make a good point, Marty, when you say there could be teachable moments in this. In fact, you know, because every culture, you know, you can look at the history of your culture either by reading the history books or by looking at their art forms, including cartoons and movies.
Right on.
Like Song of the South came out in 1946, and the NAACP immediately cited Disney because it falsely portrayed like an idyllic relationship between the slaves and the slave owners, when in fact, if you want to see how the slaves and the slave owners really reacted, you should look at 12 Years a Slave.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's, and I think we've gotten a little wiser about that.
So these are opportunities for us to learn about our culture, not to burn it all down, man.
Well, that's right. And it's like the old saying, you know, those who learn not from history are doomed to repeat it.
Exactly.
You know, and this is, people have to look at this armed with the knowledge of today. They need to look at these things in a historical perspective and see what society's condition was like at the time these movies and cartoons and stuff were created. There were even really disgusting songs that were written during the ragtime era. I don't even want to say the titles of them on the air because they're so offensive.
Right.
But it was just absolutely derogatory, and a lot of it spun off of the original. the original minstrel shows and things that took place even before the Civil War, which were immensely derogatory. And again, they had white men in blackface with exaggerated features and so forth.
Dr. Gene, you're my man, and you're the best, and it's a joy to have you. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Marty. You have a good, if I don't see you before Easter, have a great Easter.
All right, my man. So don't bag it, man. Don't can it. Don't throw it away. Use it. Learn from it. Move forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.